Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10, episode number 349, December 2020 countdown. My name is Kirby.
And my name is Ai. This is the first episode we are doing together. So we hope everyone enjoys this episode. Japan Top 10.
This is the last Top 10 countdown episode for 2020. We have lots of slow and mellow tunes from artists like Masaki Suda, King Gnu, and Uru, just in time for Christmas. 2020 might have not been a great year for a lot of people out there, but we want to change that for our listeners. Tell us your thoughts about 2020, record a message for our podcast, and share it with our listeners. It could win you a $100 gift card or have that amount be donated to a charity of your choice. Visit our website at jtop10.jp for full details.
皆さんこんにちは。Japan Top 102020年12月カウントダウンエピソードは私、アイとカービィがお届けします。さて、2020年もあっという間に師走ですね。2020年は多くの人にとって大変な1年だったのではないでしょうか。ですが、ジャパントップ10では日本の音楽をお届けし、リスナーの皆さんを少しでも元気づけたいと思っています。そして皆さんの2020年の思い出や感想などをぜひお聞かせください。メッセージを録音して、他のリスナーの皆さんと共有し、2020年を共に振り返りましょう。当選者の方は100アメリカドル分のギフトカードをゲット、もしくはご自身が選んだチャリティー団体に同額を寄付することができます。詳しくは jtop10.jp をご覧ください。もう一つのお知らせです。なんと iTunes Japan でレビューをいただきました。ありがとうございます。iTunes にいただいたレビューは今後エピソードで取り上げていきますので、たくさんの投稿をお待ちしております。それでは曲へ参りましょう。 Let's kick off December 2020 countdown episode with number 10, 須田将暉's new song called 虹。
Number 10.
泣いていいんだよ、そんな一言に僕は救われたんだよ、本当にありがとう。情けないけれど、だらしないけれど、君を思うことだけで明日が輝く。ありのままの二人で黙り見つけて遊ぼうよ。ベランダで水をやる君の足元に小さな虹、ね、一生そばにいるから、一生そばにいて、一生離れないように、一生懸命にきつく固くつない。
私はまるで僕らのようでさ、未来が愛おしい、大きな夢じゃなくていいよ、自分らしくいれたらいいよ、一人ぼっち迷った時はあの頃思い出して、ああ寂しい夜を半分僕に預けてほしい、嬉しい日々は十分に笑い合っていたい、どんなこと家族や友達のこと、こんな僕のこと、いつも大事に笑うから泣けてくるんだよ、何にもなかった空にポツンと輝いていた、ありがとうに変わる言葉ずっと探していたんだ、一生そばにいるから一生そばにいて、一生離れないように、一生懸命にきつく結んだ目がほどけないように、固くつないだ手を離さないから、離さないから、
Niji is the theme song for the highly anticipated film Stand By Me Doraemon 2, which was released on November 20th.
Stand By Me Doraemon 2 follows Doraemon and Nobita as they visit Nobita's grandmother in the past. Her wish to see Nobita's wedding day in the far future sets off a string of time travel complications.
The music video accompanying the touching song depicts the life of a young couple after marriage and childbirth, showing how their ties strengthen as a family.
Suda's wife is played by actress Kotone Furukawa.
The music video was directed by acclaimed director Mipo Oh. She praised the performance of both Suda and Furukawa and hopes that the music video will resonate with many people.
The B-side for this single is Keep On Running, a collaboration between Suda and rock band Okamoto's.
At number 9, we have Seishun Sick by Fujikaze.
Number 9.
青春の病に侵され、儚いものばかり求めて、いつの日か粉になって散るだけ。青春はどどめ色、青春にさよならを。Yeah.
な風に思いたいだけだった。ちょっと進んでまたちょっと下がっては、気づけばもう暗い空、また明ける空、魔女のミラモが波立てば、ため息交じりの朝焼けか、いつかは消えゆく身であれば、こだわらせるな罰当たりが、きれどきれどまとわりつく泥の
Seishun Sick was released on October 30th, along with another single, Hedemoneyo.
Fujikaze is a Japanese musician and singer-songwriter under Universal Sigma.
He released his first studio album, Help Ever, Heart Never, just this year in May.
From the age of 12, Kaze uploaded various piano and vocal cover videos on his personal YouTube channel, amassing more than 30 million views.
Kaze released his debut single, Nana What, on November 18th, 2019, and his second single, Moe wa, I'm Over It, on December 24th.
In January 2020, he was named as one of Spotify's Early Noise 2020 Top 10 Breaking Artists.
Kaze has just announced his first national hall tour, which consists of 12 performances in 11 cities from December 20th to January 31st. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Hailey, by sending her an email at hailey@jtopday.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. All right, let's keep going. Number 8 song is from King Nu, singing their new song, Sanmon Shousetsu.
Number 8.
Mixture rock quartet King Gnu released a new AA single titled Sanmon Shosetsu Senryo Yakusha on December 2.
The release marks the group's first release of new material since their smash hit album Ceremony and their first physical single since 2018's Player X.
The music video of the emotive ballad was directed by frequent collaborator Oslin and stars professional dancers Tuki Takamura and Maiko Ino.
The pair perform an interpretive routine meant to represent the struggle of life while the band performs the song from the sidelines.
Sanmon Shosetsu has already been picked up as the theme song for the NTV drama Sanju Gosai no Shoujo, while Senryo Yakusha has been selected as the latest CM track for the mobile carrier NTT Docomo. At number 7, we have another new song. It's Acacia from Bump Up Chicken.
Number 7.
忘れるほど強い理由冷たい雨に濡れる時は
Pokemon released a new animated video called Gacha, following a quick presentation on the Pokemon Sword and Shield expansion plus update for Nintendo Switch.
The vibrant visual features Bump Up Chicken's feel-good single Acacia and was directed by Rie Matsumoto and animated by Bones Inc. from My Hero Academia and Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood.
The video also includes Relic subtitles in 9 languages for Pokemon fans all over the world, including English, Japanese, Korean, Spanish, French, German, Italian, and Chinese.
Director Rie Matsumoto explains, "I believe that the Pokemon series has a long journey to go yet, so I hope this music video serves as a trip down memory lane for people. A step over of past seasons in the series. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs."
This song falls 3 spots to 6th place from last month. Back Number singing their song Emeraldo.
Number 6.
The single released on October 12 was selected as the theme song for the TBS drama The Dangerous Venus, based on the novel Kikena Venus by Keigo Higashino.
Popular group Back Number consists of Iori Shimizu, lead vocals and guitar, Kazuya Kojima, bass guitar and backing vocals, and Hisashi Kurihara, drums.
Back Number is a rock trio formed in 2004 and signed to an independent label in 2009.
The band has gained popularity among different generations due to their sentimental lyrics and catchy melodies.
In August 2020, their song Horizon was written for high school students who were aiming for the inter-school athletic meet but had it cancelled due to COVID-19.
Almost every one of their singles, except for Hanabira and Fish, have reached gold in Recording Industry Association of Japan. Songs like Takane no Hanako-san, Heroin, Happy Endo, and Happy Birthday all reached double platinum.
At number 5, we have another new song. It's Beast by Alexandros.
Number 5.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Yeah.
is the 18th single released by Alexandros. It was released in three versions, a limited CD plus DVD edition, a limited CD plus Blu-ray edition, and a regular CD edition. The title track was used as the theme song for the film The Legacy of Dr. Death's Black File.
The Legacy of Dr. Death is about a series of suspicious death cases where all the victims were terminal patients. Detective Hayato Inukai, played by Go Ayano, and Detective Asuka Takachiho, played by Keiko Kitagawa, investigate the case. Through their investigation, they learn of a person known as Dr. Death, who performs euthanasia by request.
Alexandros, originally known as Champagne, started in 2007.
The band has lost two of their drummers, Hiroki Ishikawa in 2010 and recently Satoyasu Shomura in 2020.
The lead singer and guitarist, Yohei Kawakami, has appeared in radio shows and the movie Kyou no Kira-kun. The fourth place song of this month is Uru's new song, Furiko.
Number 4.
Uru's ninth single, Furiko, or Pendulum, was released on October 28th, and the song will be used as the main theme for the Japanese film Tsumi no Koe, or The Voice of Sin.
The film is adapted from Takeshi Shiota's novel of the same name. The story is inspired by the Guriko Morinaga case, an extortion case in Japan, which took place from 1984 to 1985. The novel has over 620,000 copies in circulation.
The film stars Shun Oguri and Gen Hoshino, who will play the two main characters, Eiji Akutsu and Toshiya Sone.
Gen Hoshino is an actor, singer-songwriter, and writer who won the Japan Academy Prize for his roles in Blindly in Love and Why Don't You Play in Hell in 2014.
Uru wrote the song specially for the movie. She said, "I watched the movie over and over so I could really get familiar with it. And bit by bit, the song started to take shape. But when I went to write about hope, the only words and thoughts that came to mind were shallow, superficial ones. So I rewatched it again.
This time, I rewrote the song several times from the perspective of the characters. This is a song that I pray will give people hope. The pendulum has swung to the bad side, but will absolutely swing to the side of light next time."
At number 3, we have another new song. It's Bakashi Our Night by Bike Blanca versus Taiku Okazaki.
Number 3.
されないぞと笑うこの気持ち分かってくれるのはもしかしてそいつだけ
が5
ポッシブーだな、でもウィロンはな、脳みそん中ごちそうさま。
きっとこれは天命、お稲荷参加した油揚げ、たこ揚げ祝ってこうぜ My voice。 バカと愛のバカし愛のミュージック。
Okazaki and Vicky Blanca are very good friends in the music industry and as gaming buddies. Their song Our Night reflects both of these loves and their friendship.
The Japanese word bakashi means bewitching or enchanting, and Bakashi Our Night is a song about friends hanging out together and longing to mess around together for decades.
The music video is directed by Mani Kato, who has released music videos such as Kyuso Nekokami, Gesu no Kiyami Otome, and Superfly.
The video features Vicky Blanca and Okazaki dressed as a fox and raccoon as they hang out in Vicky Blanca's room, which is cluttered with records, games, and other paraphernalia.
The two friends play retro video games, fire up the DJ decks, and even perform a perfectly synchronized dance together. Scenes filled with humor and heart beautifully showcase the personalities and chemistry of these two close friends, while also expressing the magic of the song itself, making for a must-watch video.
Taiku Okazaki is best known for his viral hit music video, which parodied common music video tropes.
Want to hear some extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or a Patreon Platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club. Although she falls one spot to second from last month, this queen is back again. Aiko singing her song, Honey Memory.
Number 2.
電気がついてた。ごめんね。でも素直になれなかった。
Aiko has presented many radio programs even after becoming very successful in her music career. These include Baby Peanuts for FM Osaka, Popun Kingdom for MBS, and Aiko's LightNippon.com for NBS.
In July 1998,Aiko debuted on a major label with her first single, Ashita, which was used as the theme song for the movie, Shinsei Toire no Hanako-san.
Aiko released an autobiography called Aikobon in 2005, featuring interviews, line notes, photos, and features from different magazines about her. For the number one song, we have Homura by Lisa.
Number one.
「痛みを感じない」
The song is used for the immensely popular Demon Slayer movie, Mugen Train, which became the fastest film in Japanese cinema history to make over 10 billion yen in just 10 days. The previous record holder was Spirited Away, which took 25 days.
The movie became so popular that the Okutama Visitor Center is issuing warnings for beginner hikers not to climb Mount Kumotori, an integral part of the Demon Slayer story.
Lisa's previous single, Gurenge, is the first by a female artist to surpass 1 million downloads in the history of Oricon's digital single ranking chart. It is the third overall single in the chart's history to do so, after Kenshi Yonezu's 2018 single, Lemon, and his 2019 single, Uma to Shika.
The song Homura has become the first song in 9 years and 10 months for a female solo singer to dominate the chart for 2 weeks in a row since Kana Uemura's Toilet no Kamisama in January 2011. And now we go to our indie spotlight. For this episode, we have the band The Infrared with their song From the Stars. From the Stars was released on March 13th, 2020.
From the Stars was produced with Japanese producer Hiro from Studio Prisoner and Japanese musicians Freddy from Serenity in Murder and Yusaku from Chaos O Sanctuary, as well as UK vocalist Silk.
As well as their self-titled EP, The Infrared, made up of 6 songs released between 2019 and 2020, co-produced by Hiro and Daniel with Yusaku and Fred.
The Infrared released 2 other singles this year, In the Earth, May 2020, and Scenario, September 2020.
And those are the songs for this episode.
We hope you enjoy the episode.
For the next episode, hopefully you have some time to be in the holiday spirit. Ethel joins Andy to enlighten everyone's holiday spirits with a cultures episode discussing holidays in Japan and how they are celebrated. And that has been the December 2020 episode of Japan Top 10 Countdown. This has been your host, Kirby.
And I. See you on the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.